Thank you. be quicker in the uptake there. All right. This is our chalice lighting. Let's do it where I'll say the line and do the motion, and you folks can repeat the motion and the line. So, we light our chalice to celebrate Unitarian Universalism. This is the Church of the Open Mind.
This is the Church of the Helping Hands.
And this is the Church of the Loving Heart.
I'll sing every morning and noon and night. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'll sing every morning and noon and night. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'll sing every morning and noon and night.
Sing with joy in my heart.
This place where we feel safe, where our stories are sacred. Come to this community where we share our triumphs and our challenges. Come to this gathering where we honor one another and we love our differences. Come, let us listen with our hearts and speak from the wisdom of our lives. Come, let us covenant to be together as we share our stories. And let us share a song together, rise with either body or spirit, and sing Gather the Spirit together.
Thank you.
being from a congregation that has about 50 to 75 people on a Sunday morning, you can't imagine what it sounds like when you are all singing. But I love my congregation, and they know it. Yes? Are they here? Say yes! Yes! What are we, like 6 or 7 strong, guys? Yeah. We're taking over SI! There'll be more next year. You just wait. Let us join in a spirit of meditation and prayer with these words from Alla Renee Bozarth. Be awake to the life that is loving you and sing your prayer. Laugh your prayer. Dance your prayer. Run and weep and sweat your prayer. Sleep your prayer. Eat your prayer. Paint, sculpt, hammer, and read your prayer. Sweep, dig, rake, drive, and hoe your prayer. Garden and farm your prayer, and build and clean your prayer. Wash, iron, vacuum, sew, embroider. And pickle your prayer. Compute, touch, bend, and fold, but never delete your prayer. Learn and play your prayer. Work and rest your prayer. Fast and feast your prayer. Argue, talk, whisper, listen, and shout your prayer. Groan and moan and spit and sneeze your prayer. Swim and hunt and cook your prayer. Digest and become your prayer. Release and recover your prayer. Breathe your prayer. Be your prayer. Let us enter into the silence.
Check, 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 check.
You're our guinea pig. You're the first
one. Oh, my God. Numero uno.
Okay. Are we recording? Okay. Ward, do you believe that we have any truths in Unitarian Universalism?
Well, the only one truth I've ever learned here is there is no truth. There are lots of approaches to the truth, but there is no one truth.
So I think what's so true about Universalism...
I like this.
Take two.
What do you have to say about it?
Well, we don't have any required truths, because whatever you believe is true is what's true for you. So you use everything and nothing is true. All of us.
What I always say about truth is that if someone claims to have it, they surely don't.
There's nothing in our religion that people think that everybody thinks is true.
Well, there is one.
What's that?
We believe that we can make a difference in the world and that we can help each other and be nice to one another.
One of the strongest, I think, is our belief in the inherent worth and dignity of every person, and we can trace that through our history for a really long time. Another is that we each need to find and honor our own spiritual paths, really do some sort of archaeology into what makes sense to us and what we believe, and then finding ways to live that out and practice that in our daily lives. And I think love, of really always falling back or coming back, returning again and again to how can we love more fully and how can we live that love out in service and in justice in the world.
So when asked the question if there is a truth or truths in Unitarian Universalism, I think my go-to is my three-word theology, that love changes everything. And I think for us, that is a truth, and it is the source of our hope, that love can change everything, including us.
The essential crux of the Unitarian Universalist truth is the need for community and how we articulate our relationship to the universe and all that. There are umpteen ways we can do that, but as human beings, we do it better when we do it together.
I guess everybody thinks that people can believe whatever they want to believe, and I don't really know what else to say. You can love whoever you want to love, and it doesn't really matter to anybody, because we all love each other as a community.
You put me on the spot, too. Sorry. That was so...
What I find to be true about Unitarian Universalism is that we all try to work together to help better the world in some way, whether that's environmentally or socially or anything else, and that we might not see the same way always, but that we can work through that.
I believe that one of the UU truths is that we as humans are enough. We're enough to make the world a better place. We're enough to figure out the answers to today's toughest questions, and we're enough to help bend the arc of the universe toward justice.
Our truth is that all truths are accepted.
We all agree that we're all wrong about something, and that we all have something to learn and grow and change into.
Thank you. The thing that just keeps coming to my mind is love. I mean, that's the ultimate truth of everything, so I think we can all agree on that.
I guess the most important truth to me in Unitarian Universalism is its inclusiveness. I think the absolute worst feeling I have ever had is feeling that I was on the outside looking in, and I don't think anybody should ever have to feel that way. And so I love the inclusiveness of our congregations, and I'm a diversity junkie. I like diversity in everything, and the more the merrier has always been my mantra.
For me, UU truth is being able to recognize and follow the principles and purposes that are a big part of who we are as a faith. it has to do with making certain that you know what they are and that you live them, not just know them, but live them. Know that giving back to the community is important. Know that allowing for the democratic process gives everybody a voice and not one person's voice is louder than the next. Knowing that respecting the dignity of everybody gives you the opportunity to make sure that everybody knows how important they are to you and to the world, that they exist, that they're here, that they deserve to have the same rights as everybody else.
So can I say something like, men can wear makeup and it's okay?
Yes! Absolutely, that is a truth.
Truth has always been a weird thing for me. I feel like it's one of those things that you can always chase for, but you'll never really be able to find. But, like, you should never stop trying to find it, anyways.
What I think is so true about universe... I don't know what's wrong with me.
I know.
Okay, well, I guess that would be it then. Schmutz.
That's
schmutz
it?
Schmutz on me?
Yeah.
Everybody has schmutz, and it's okay. That's it.
Okay, yes, I think we absolutely have a truth, and the truth is that we believe that you can be who you are. We believe in the inherent worth and dignity of every person. We believe in our seven principles, so lead a kind, honest, responsible life, and you accept other people, be tolerant, and you're probably a Unitarian.
Okay, should I start?
Yeah, whenever you want.
I think that the truths are really inside the second principle. So when I think about things like, do we believe that democracy is a fundamental truth, that fundamentally we should respect other people's spiritual paths, that we're interconnected in this world, to me, those are truths, and those are the truths that sort of underlie this faith path.
Seriously, I think the truth for me is that if you need help, you will find it here in this group somewhere.
What I think is so true about UUism is that we're willing to acknowledge that truth isn't constant, that we can find new truths and better truths and have those live in harmony with the ones that we've already found.
I'm done.
Fellowship folds us in.
What's the point of us doing this? What's the point of us holding hands? I trust the truth of this. How do we make the circle dance? How are we held accountable? How do we hold the mystery? How do we join together and stay free? I'm on a small boat, riding wild oceans will. How can I just let go and roll with emotion will? We're on a wide ship, riding in open seas. It's been such a long trip. It's taking its toll on me. I've been writing community with every song I promise. But the words are nothing but poetry. Our connection makes it true. It's the beauty I'm seeking in you and me that'll carry me through these questions. And to move together in unity is the action that I choose. What's the point of us doing this? What's the point of us holding hands? How do we trust the truth of this? How do we make the circle dance? How are we held accountable? How do we hold the mystery? How do we join together and stay free? Where do we come from? How did we show up here? Who are we waiting
Last year, 10 imams from Egypt visited my town, Bowling Green, as part of an international religious program that was in the U.S. for a month. And my church was chosen as one of the churches they were going to visit as an example of a place of radical acceptance and diversity. Well, I don't need applause because they could have chosen any of our churches, right? I mean, yes, absolutely. But so I had a half an hour to tell them the complete history of Unitarian Universalism. And they were really interested in it. And I talked to them about the history. I talked to them about our social justice imperative. And I even told them about the role of women in ministry, and they were really interested in that. And they were really enthusiastic about the foundation of Unitarianism and the belief that in one God. They were a little puzzled about universal salvation because for them, they believe only some people will be rewarded with paradise. And then when I further explained that those were the original foundations of our faith and that we no longer have a creed or doctrine, an audible gasp could be heard among the English speakers. And that's when things got really interesting. So the translator rapidly spoke to the others, and it was quite obvious that he was asked to repeat himself several times because they were sure that he had gotten it wrong. So finally, one of the other gentlemen stood up and walked toward me up front, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what did I do? And he says, yes, yes, but what truth must you believe in? What doctrine makes you good? Why wouldn't we be good? I said. He said, we don't understand why people would behave if there's no promise of paradise. And I explained, well, we don't believe that people are born bad. And in terms of truth, I thought perhaps our belief in the inherent worth and dignity of every person is something that we all believe. We heard that on the video. But it is neither doctrine nor creed. And I said, let me explain it this way. You know the feeling that you get when you make someone's life better? Or just when you make someone smile? Or when you hug someone? Why wouldn't you want to do that? Human beings really, to me, have to go out of their way to be bad. So there was a lot of head shaking and rapid Arabic that followed that. And finally, we just moved on. And I was really thankful. As they finally left, and they thanked me, and even a couple slipped me their card and said, I'd like to talk to you online. But after they left, I realized that I had just suggested that there are some truths about Unitarian Universalism. And I wondered if others in my congregation would agree. I wondered if other people in our tradition would agree. And with more reflection, I thought, there are probably three truths that we could all agree on. So the first one is, there are multiple truths. You're gonna love these. The second is, we can all agree that there's no one truth. And the third is, my truth is not necessarily your truth. Can we agree on those? They're nice and vague, aren't they? Ministers are not here to give you answers, folks. Have you heard that from your ministers? But what's important, and even miraculous to me, is that when we gather in our home churches or in a community like this, we make a promise to one another that we're going to accept one another's truths. It's an unwritten covenant. But unfortunately, in our day-to-day lives, not everyone will be as tolerant. Now, Scott spoke the first night about that tickle that disappears when he gets here, because he knows that here people are probably going to be a little bit more in sync with his thinking. Because that's the beauty of like-mindedness. Okay? Not same-mindedness, like-mindedness. So it happens to be a real shock to us, although we should expect it by now, if we've been around for a while, that we're going to encounter others who believe that they have the only truth. How many people have talked to people who say they have the only truth, the one truth? Okay. And we accept those people, do we not? Okay, yeah. Because that's just the kind of people we are. Well, I think it's especially sad when we encounter those people and such interactions actually are hurtful to people who are perhaps already suffering. And I'd like to tell you a story about that. It's from UU minister Marilyn Sewell, who met a Christian minister in a hospital where they were both attending to the same family who was in crisis. And this is what she writes. I remember a tragic incident that occurred. One evening, I was called to the hospital to be with the mother of a 2-year-old who was dying. The mother, a Unitarian Universalist from my congregation, was estranged from the father, who was of another faith. Leaving the hospital, I found myself in the elevator with the father's minister, a Christian, and I said to him, "Well, we can do the memorial service together." And he responded, "No, we can't. We don't worship the same God." And she thought, what other God could he have been thinking of? As Unitarian Universalists, we respect other traditions. We don't think we have the market on truth. We don't have the market on truth. What a gift that is, isn't it? Last summer at SI, right here, the back of that back corner, after worship, yeah, right where you're standing, that's right. Right after worship and before our theme speaker, the rabbi, spoke, he came back and was talking to me, and he said, "I really respect you ministers." He said, "It's like you have to reinvent worship every Sunday." Because he says, nothing's worked out for you. He says, you got to start from scratch every Sunday. And I replied, yeah, aren't we lucky? And I meant it. I wasn't saying it sarcastically. I really meant it. We're lucky. Because just imagine if you had a liturgy that you had to use every Sunday, and it didn't matter if the Confederate flag just came down. It didn't matter what was happening in Ferguson. It didn't matter that same-sex marriage was just made legal across the country. It didn't matter if there was some local crisis going on in your community. Sunday morning would be dictated by the denomination. But we have an opportunity to seek our own truths through personal reason and experience every week. As UU minister Dr. Forrest Church described, it's like shining a light through the windows of a great cathedral. And it's in different colors and different shapes. And the light comes from the same source. But it looks different depending upon which window it shines through. And as you heard in those interviews today, we all look through a lot of different windows. But our truth comes from the same source of light, a place of love and dignity, respect, learning, acceptance, democracy, honor, and even humor. So whether or not there is a truth in this faith tradition, I'm going to leave that up to you. But as I did yesterday, I'm going to ask you to continue to be all in this week and be truthful about who you are. And in that spirit, the question for tomorrow, or actually this afternoon that we're going to talk about tomorrow, is what is the hardest thing to accept about yourself? That's a tough one. Now that you've seen the video, I know that you all want to participate. And we're going to be doing it at a different time in a different location today, so I will talk to you about that in the announcements. And in case some of you, I know, I don't want you to be disappointed. I know some of you missed out on yesterday. I don't know where you were, but I'm not going to ask. I'm used to it. But in case you missed out, this was the chicken hat, okay? So now you got to see it, so I hope you're happy. So we are awfully good at handling each other's truths, but can we handle our own? Let us continue to affirm one another, and may we all be heard and feel carried in the hearts of others. May it be so. And let us rise in body or spirit and sing, come sing a song with me.
Friends, as we prepare to close this time of shared worship, as we extinguish this flame, know that we never extinguish that search for meaning, that search for our own truth, and that love that binds us all together. May we remember this blessed community as we go throughout our day. May it be so.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday is the day at SI when I feel fully here. I finally unpacked my suitcase into the prefab furniture stuff, and I more or less know where things are. So it's less a matter of trying to figure out where I'm going. So Tuesday is the day you can kind of start noticing things. And we can notice things in this room. Like, we had the banner parade, and if you were not sitting through the mandatory youth meeting, you might not have known how these got put up here. But last year, Barry Fagan figured out how to do this and got it all done. And this year, Barry and Allison and the Rhoda Heifers put it up. So our shout-outs today for our banner hangers. As long as we're in the sanctuary, we can talk about our tech guru and web guy, Cliff Adams. Our sound technician, Warren Brown, and assistant technician, Barrett Bills. Warren, you see around occasionally. Barrett, you will meet because you are going to go do videos this week for Reverend Lynn, and you will meet Barrett when you do that. You also might notice the chalice. This is a special chalice. This is the General Assembly chalice. This is the chalice that has burned at General Assembly since 2004. This is our Olympic torch. It was made by a UU who loves the faith and is pretty handy with metalwork. And this chalice can come to your congregation if you're interested. So if you're interested, there is an article in the Sunday Osiris. We are working to get it up on the website as well. And the upshot is you can see Laura Howe. If you are interested in the GA chalice burning in your congregation. You know that Oberlin has a lost and found that is in the CSIC office. You may not know that they still have stuff from last year. So if you left something here last year and you just thought, well, that's gone forever, you might check and see if it's still around. The bookstore is selling raffle tickets to benefit the Melanie Peskin Scholarship Fund. One of the raffles is for, the prize is the drum owned by Melanie that she played here at SI for years and years and years. And then the other is raffling off some lovely art bags. There are people that will be circulating through Stevenson during meals, but you can also go into the bookstore. All benefits the scholarship fund, very worthy cause, and you will hear more about the scholarship fund as the week goes on. Hymnsing was postponed due to a scheduling snafu. It will be held Friday here at 6:30. So same time, same place, Friday. The marriage equality celebration also a scheduling snafu. I have no idea who is, I honestly don't know who is responsible for the hymn-sing snafu. I know exactly what idiot is responsible for the marriage celebration snafu. So we are moving that, and that's just what happens when you add things in the last week before SI. We are going to reschedule that for immediately after the early Vespers tomorrow night. So we have early Vespers community dance. You can either stay here after early Vespers or come and just be fashionably late for the dance. And as I described it earlier, a brief celebration of that momentous decision. Congratulations to two of our community children who have reportedly shed their training wheels at SI. Vicki Wilson and Silas Taylor. Kids and people who love them, it is awesome that you ride your bikes at SI. It would be even more awesome if you always remembered to wear your helmets when you do so, and more awesome still if you rode them a little more slowly. SI is a wonderful opportunity for people from different generations to meet, but we do not want them meeting unexpectedly and very rapidly. And we've already had one wipeout that a child on a scooter was zipping in and out of some older folks that were moving too slowly for him, and he fell down, which is fine because they bounce back up. We, the older folks, if you knock us down, we don't get up that fast. So just please, you know, And if you see kids going to, if you're on the quad, you get an idea of how superconducting supercolliders work, because it's just like every time around they're faster. Just tell them to just, I understand how awesome it is to slow down, because, and we've got golf carts going through, we got people who want to walk, etc. We just sang Come Walk in Rain with Me. According to weather reports, we will have that opportunity today. So if you're not paying attention, we are supposed to get thunderstorms. We have high probability of thunderstorms all day. So let me tell you some rain spaces. Body Art will be in Barnard Lobby, not the lounge, but the lobby, the thing you first walk into. Duct Tape will be in the Science Center atrium where we registered. Art Space will be in the Science Center walkway, like how you get from one end of the Science Center to the other without actually going into the Science Center, that covered walkway. Play With Me will be in Burton Lounge. Monte Carlo, which is tonight, if that is rained out, the rain space is Hale's Gym. Note this, Ultimate players, if the fields are waterlogged, Ultimate is canceled. Those are athletic fields, they're NCAA athletic fields. They can't be torn up because it is so wet that they're muddy. If you are interested in participating in small conversation groups and did not make the organizing meeting yesterday, there will be a second meeting today, the same place in time, which is 1:30 in Stevenson in the middle room, kind of on that upper platform. Jessica wanted me to let you know that, yes, things will leak if it rains, and especially if it rains hard. Go ahead and let her know, or let Liz know to let her know. But if you see a leak in an Oberlin building, don't feel like it's a panic. It's not a 911 situation. There are places that it leaks. Also, just, you know, keep an eye on the weather and remember to go back and close your dorm windows. Also, be aware of some of the construction projects that are happening on campus. Yes, I know, youth, that it is a pain to think that you can go in between the Science Center and Barrows to get to Hale's Gym, and then you have to go all the way around, but you have to go all the way around. Don't go through the, don't ignore the safety fencing and the signs saying, danger, do not enter, and enter anyway. So please respect those construction areas. Also, pub goers, there is a different entrance because of construction. So yes, it's not the same entrance as last year. You'll get in. Don't worry. And Reverend Lynn wants to talk about.
So real quickly, the place has changed for the videos because apparently everyone could not find us yesterday. So if you would like to record to be in one of those videos this week, 1232 question mark in the cafeteria, one of those glassed-in rooms. So when you're having lunch, just come on by. You'll find us. I don't know exactly which room it is, but you'll find us. Just look for us. And it takes 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
A message from the youth. The youth worship leaders will be organizing a joys and concerns wall to be put up just outside the sanctuary. If you want to share something with the community, visit the table with the sign at dinner or lunch and write out a card. It will be posted by the next morning. Submissions can be anonymous, though they will be read by the worship leadership with the name associated. Take care of yourselves. Keep an eye on the weather. Try to stay dry, unless you don't want to, in which case, have fun walking in rain, and have a great Tuesday.